And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of December, 2024. Today is the birthday of Joanne MacArthur, born on this day in 1976. Joanne MacArthur is a Canadian photojournalist, animal rights activist, and author. MacArthur uses her skill as a photographer to expose the conditions and tell the stories of animals trapped in captivity and exploited for their fur, flesh, or their secretions. In 2013, MacArthur published a photo book called We Animals, featuring over 100 of her photos accompanied by text. 4 years later, in 2017, she launched the We Animals Archive, which is a collection of royalty-free photos of animals that can be used by individuals and organizations. MacArthur was the human subject of the 2013 documentary, The Ghosts in Our Machine. In 2018, MacArthur won the Wildlife Photographer of the Year People's Choice Award for a photo of a lowland gorilla rescued from poachers by Ape Action Africa. MacArthur has published two other books, Captive and Hidden: Animals in the Anthropocene, focusing on animals in zoos and aquaria and humanity's exploitative relationship with animals. The We Animals website says, "We expose the animals we eat, wear, use for entertainment, research, tradition, and work are often hidden from view, both physically and metaphorically. Unwaveringly, we use our cameras not just to look at animals, but to see them and to explore how all our lives intersect with the pressing issues of our time. We understand that seeing is a crucial part of the diverse efforts necessary to erode and eventually end the abuse of animals." Here are the captions on some of MacArthur's most well-known photographs. Still wet from birth, a calf is wheeled away from her mother to the veal crates at a dairy farm. A red fox at a fur farm in Quebec. Rabbits next in line for slaughter. Ron, a chimpanzee rescued from invasive research in his nest of blankets at Save the Chimps USA. Kiska, a lone orca at Marineland Canada. 6,000 piglets in a truck on an 8-hour journey. And Jean Bauer and Opie at Farm Sanctuary. Jean rescued Opie from a pile of dead animals when he was a calf. Joanne MacArthur, who said, "More than ever, I was getting into animal rights, and I decided I'd benefit from an internship at Farm Sanctuary, where I could learn more about animals and rights. One of the requirements to the internship is that you be vegan for its duration, out of respect for the animals. I thought, well, that's a bit extreme, but I'll do it and go back to being vegetarian after the internship. To my surprise, after one day of being vegan, I actually felt a weight had lifted. I felt almost elated that I'd gone a day without harming anyone, and it felt right. That was April 1st, 2003. What I learned over time was that eating a plant-based diet isn't extreme. It's the needless killing of billions of animals each year, not to mention the rape of the planet in the process. That's extreme. I'm so happy to be vegan." And Monday morning meditation is online this morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Join the guided Monday meditations to start the week off with a clear mind and an open heart. Register to join for free at the Meetup website. And here's a poem for today, "O Holy Night" by John Sullivan Dwight. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. The King of Kings lays thus in lowly manger. In all our trials born to be our friend, he knows our need, to our weaknesses no stranger. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression will cease. O Holy Night by John Sullivan Dwight. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the hope of the season that all oppression will cease.